Martin Hasey has been the Lord Mayor of the City of Adelaide for the past 3 years. No doubt Mayor Hasey will continue to help Adelaide prosper as we move forward, and he joins us in the studio for a chat about what he's been up to. Hello.
Good morning, Jenny. Nice to be with you.
It's great to be with you, to have you with us in 3 years. Goodness. Has that gone quickly?
Where did that go?
Have you enjoyed it?
It's great. No, I must say it's a great honour to do this role. It's incredibly busy. And what comes across your desk every day is almost indescribable in terms of its diversity, but it's wonderful in so many ways. It's great to work with the community.
Yeah. So one of your council's big upcoming projects is the 10 gigabit city network. Tell us about this one.
Well, what we've done is that in many ways, about 3 years ago now, we started asking ourselves many questions about how we could further improve the City of Adelaide. And from a livability perspective, we're doing laneways projects, bikeways projects. We're working with the state government to extend the tram down to the East End. We're planting loads of trees across the City of Adelaide. We're doing a lot of infrastructure work. But then we also asked ourselves, what's going to make the city more competitive? And that's a very different question to ask. And in the 21st century, things that make cities more competitive are often around the digital age. And we asked ourselves a very simple question. If Adelaide had the fastest data network in Australia of any capital city, what would that achieve? And we think that will retain businesses, it'll attract businesses, it'll help startups and entrepreneurs, it could bring head offices to Adelaide, it could fill up empty office spaces throughout the CBD, it could achieve many things, all of them good. So a fast data network is a 10 gig or 10 gigabit data network for the City of Adelaide. Not the first city in the world to do it, but certainly the first city in Australia to do this. And this will be coming before the councillors in coming weeks for workshops and then ultimately for a vote in the council chamber. And it's something we think we can work in partnership with others, like a consortia of telecommunications companies and the like, to roll out fairly quickly. But we really think it will transform Adelaide for the better.
Oh, great. And who pays for it?
Well, it's a project which would be generally put in by the private sector, because it would be a user pays service for the corporates and the startups and the businesses who use it. So the idea is to make it ubiquitous in terms of it's widely available for everybody should they want it. The goal also is to make it affordable so that it's within reach of businesses so they can use it. And the whole idea is to really put Adelaide into a more competitive position nationally and internationally.
How would it compare to other, for those who aren't aware of how fast that is? And what can we learn from other cities in the world that have done it?
Sure. Well, speed-wise, when we talk about a 10 gigabit data network, we're talking about a data service which is 100 times faster than the NBN. So the NBN typically operates at something like 100 megabytes per second. This is something which is the equivalent of 10,000 megabytes or 10 gigabit. It's fast. There are a number of cities in the United States that have done very similar infrastructure. And what that has done for them is it's attracted the big tech companies, the big telco companies. It's really generated a robust startup culture. It's retained youth. It's attracted entrepreneurs. It's attracted investment capital companies like venture capitalists. It's done everything which we think Adelaide now needs. So if you look at the relationship between livability, and I think we all acknowledge Adelaide's doing fabulously well when it comes to livability. We were recently again voted as the fifth most livable city in the world. But we need then to match that with kind of innovation and prosperity. And if we can get Adelaide into a position where it's wonderfully livable and keep it that way, which it of course it already is, but we can make it more competitive commercially, we actually think we've got the perfect city.
That's great. And it seems as though we are going in that direction. You know, we're becoming more of an ideas economy and there's a lot of money now in innovation. Are you feeling optimistic about the future in South Australia?
I am. The knowledge economy is growing in so many areas, whether it's education, whether it's medical, whether it's technology, whether it's even tourism. And if we look at where the growth has been, certainly in the City of Adelaide perspective, which is often a little bit different to wider South Australia, but when we look at the city, we have a lot of knowledge economy employees, so to speak. Lots of people work in the knowledge sector. A lot of people work in professional services. It's enormous when it comes to the daily influx of workers in the City of Adelaide. So you can now see that a fast data network is very complementary to that. It's something which will actually kind of almost add stimulus to the knowledge economy here. I think South Australia, when it comes to innovation, whether it's renewable energy, whether it's technology, whether it's startups, I think we're actually doing pretty well. And we just think that from an infrastructure perspective, this fast starter network can actually complement that.
Mm. So when are we going to start seeing that roll out?
We actually hope early next year at the latest. So the idea is that this year is to make sure we've got the right governance, financial model, marketing, branding, technological delivery, partnership structure, put all those types of things in place, sign the contracts, and then let the private sector kind of get on with what they do well. So we hope that early next year, at the latest, the commencement kind of the rollout starts.
Martin Hasey, Lord Mayor of Adelaide's with us. And from online traffic to road traffic, tonight you'll be discussing construction of an east-west bikeway, a potential avenue there.
That's right. And that was a very neat segue. We now go to the bikeways, the network of separated bikeways in the city of Adelaide. And what we're looking at tonight in a committee meeting, which is like what we typically discuss in a more of a workshop environment, before which time we vote on it more formally, probably next week in the council chamber, is the preferred location for the east-west separated bikeway. So many would know that the north-south separated bikeway is on Frome Street. The works on that start this month in September, and that is the work between Pirie Street down to North Terrace with this new look, higher level specification separated bikeway, which is we think is going to be wonderful. Work on that will start this month. But we're looking ahead to the next one, and that's the east-west. So we want to have two corridors of separated bikeways going in two directions across the city. And the recommendation in the papers in terms of the preferred site at this point in time is Flinders Street, Franklin Street, for many reasons, notwithstanding that it's a wide street, it's got less public transport, and it's probably got less motor vehicle traffic than other streets.
And who's been helping consult on this?
The administration have been working with the community, with experts, with traffic engineers. We've got a lot of internal learnings when it comes to cycling infrastructure in the City of Adelaide. We've got good experience in this space. We even work with other councils because what we want to do is make sure the north, south and the east, west connect really well with our neighbouring local government areas because we want people to be able to ride very safely across the city in two directions. And if they're a little less confident on the bike, they can choose separated infrastructure to do so.
So this new east-west bikeway that you'll be voting on, will that have a separate bike lane?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. So the north-south and the east-west is all about having separated cycling infrastructure. So, and it's really for those who are not, let's say, 100% confident on the bike or just kind of prefer the security of knowing that there's separated infrastructure. This happens all over the world. Sydney's got a great network of separated bike infrastructure. I think there's 12 kilometres of it through their city. We want to, in many ways, make sure that we can provide that in the City of Adelaide in two key directions across the city.
And Lord Mayor, the Adelaide City Council is offering 5 years of free rates for apartments in the city. That's pretty cool.
That's right. We're seeing growth in the residential population of the City of Adelaide. We've got something in the order of 24,000 plus people living in the City of Adelaide today. Interestingly, in 1914, we actually had 44,000 people living in the City of Adelaide. It dropped to about 10,000 in the early 1990s, and it's on a bit of a comeback. So we're also seeing, and many people would see the cranes around the skyline of the City of Adelaide. A lot of those are residential projects. So what we're doing is we're providing those people who buy off the plan, whether it's a townhouse or an apartment, and they choose to live in it as an owner-occupier, City Council is providing 5 years rate-free.
There you go. So would anyone be not counted in that? Would it be, I guess, just people who actually live there?
There's two sides of the ledger. So what we did is that City Council is incentivising owner-occupiers, so those that buy their apartment or townhouse and live in it. But the state government is incentivising everybody. So there are some complementary incentives going on at the same time, whereby the state government is providing up to $15,500 of stamp duty exemptions. The state government is providing land tax exemptions for those that invest in apartments and rent them out. And the state government also, I think for the next 30 days, if anyone signs up, off the plan, they'll provide a $10,000 grant. So these incentives are something in the order of $30,000 to $40,000, depending on the value of the apartment. So it's pretty good. And I must say the real estate industry are pretty excited because the feedback we're getting is very strong and very positive.
Why is it that it's so hard to get people to come and live in the city?
I don't know if it is. Certainly 20 years ago, living in the city was probably not that fashionable. But living in downtown city environments is becoming incredibly desirable. And there are some good reasons for it. One, many people just do away with the car. You might have two cars and go down to none. You might have two cars, you might go down to one. That actually saves a lot of money. Secondly, people like walking. And when you live in the city of Adelaide, because we've got a great compact city, you can literally walk wherever you want to go at any time of day. Thirdly, you've got access, immediate access, to things like the Adelaide Central Market, Rundle Mall, Her Majesty's Theatre, North Terrace and all the great cultural institutions. You've got film cinemas. You've got so many wonderful things, restaurants, cafes, wine bars, cultural institutions. You've got the Fringe, the festival. In fact, there are 800 events a year that happen in our wonderful parklands. So you are just spoilt for choice when you live in the city, and I think a lot of people are attracted to that.
Well, thanks so much for joining us in the studio.
Thanks so much, Jenny. Great to see you.
You too. Lord Mayor Martin Hasey, you're on Radio Adelaide.